Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. It's funny how you say those things when you get older. It really is true. It's so wonderful to always be here with you all. And I love doing the show. I never get tired of this show. It's one of my favorite times of the week. And the way technology is just moving faster and faster and faster, and everybody likes to download it. We can see on the back people download it at their own convenience. It just makes it even more fun to know that so many people are listening to this, and our members and affiliates and general public. So welcome, everybody, today. I don't know where you are, but hopefully you're having a great week and this weather's good. And today we are going to focus on loans and mortgages. And a good friend is going to be on today. He's going to be on in about 2 minutes, Ed Novarel. And he's probably, he's been in the business, I think, over 28 years plus. And he's really dedicated to it. He made it through the good times, the bad times, and in between. And he definitely knows what he's doing. He's just, and he's also has a niche in doing a rehab loans. So we're going to get into that today. We're also going to talk a little bit about fresh start loans. And he says you can do that in as little as 24 hours after a bankruptcy. That's pretty wild to me. And we're going to go into a lot of different details and how you do it and when's the best time to do it and who qualifies, who doesn't qualify. And I get you, there's actually a large net there for many, many people now. Loans are opening up a little bit more. In 2008, we had such a trouble with the downfall and so many rules and regs, and it seems to be a little bit easier. Not as easy it was back then, but a little bit easier. Without further ado, let me welcome Ed. Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, Natalie. Thank you very much for having me on. It's going to be fun.
I was looking back, and the first time you were on was in 2015. Isn't that amazing? It just looks
time
good
flies when you're that. Having fun. You know that? Time definitely flies.
And it flies. It's getting. I'm at the age now. I don't want to count it anymore. I just go, okay. What time of year is this? You get to that point where it really does. I always heard it goes by faster as you get older, and it really does. And I think with the internet and all that we have going on, it's just it flies. We want to.
Exactly.
So I'm getting frozen in time. You know, like you sit there and you go, it's so beautiful. This is such a gorgeous day. Like really, really savoring it now. That must be. I don't know if that ever happened to you as you started to get older, but of course you're still very young. You know that let's savor it and just enjoy it. And before you know it, like it's just another month.
So, well, you know, time definitely flies by, but helping people and buying houses, you know, it's just ongoing. And you mentioned how many years I've been in this. I like to say 20 plus, but it's really 25. And I like you. I don't want to admit how long I've been doing it, but it's a very interesting world out there where we're finding a lot more of these homes that need what I call some TLC, tender loving care. After mm-hmm. the downturn, we had the bank foreclosures and REOs and the short sales, and not every agent wants to deal with them, and not all lenders know how to deal with them. So, one of the mm-hmm. things you mentioned is my little niche. And in the past, when life was good and economy was really crazy and everybody was building, we specialized in construction loans. So going in from construction into the renovation world was just, you know, an easy step. So that was one of the reasons why I chose. Yeah, that's the reason I chose to step it up a little bit and learn and do the loans that nobody else wanted to.
You know, nowadays, I mean, a lot of us agents and brokers in the business, and I'm not, you know, I know I'm dating myself, but you see all the reality shows, right? And you see, and everything looks perfect, or they'll maybe fix and flip the house, but, you know, people are really getting a lot of ideas, good ideas from the shows. But a lot of us old-timers in the business are going, oh, my gosh, well, everybody now wants a brand-new house, right? They go see a house. Nope, don't like it. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you're passing up a steal of a deal. You may be passing up a diamond in the rough. You know, it's all about location. If you can buy this house and get such a great price, and by the time you fix it up, you still have instant equity in the house, why wouldn't you want to buy it? And we see many that go, nope, because people are getting spoiled. I'm just being honest about what we see because you compare things and things change. And I'm still of the mindset, get that deal if you have instant equity because your home that you're going to live in is your, you know, it needs to be comfortable. It needs to be you. You have to, you know, you, of course, you're going to do your own furnishings and decorating and make it your personality because this is where you're going to spend a lot of time. And in today's day and age, with so many working from home, we're all spending much more time than we used to, you know, where you'd go to a job in the morning and come back at night. And so I love what you're doing. You know, I know you too, and I know your heart, and you really care, and you go the extra mile for these people. I just wish more people would look at these rehab loans and think about, hey, when I'm going to go buy, you know, it doesn't have to be a perfect house, right, if we can fix it up.
Correct.
And so we're seeing it all the time. We're seeing, and more people need to look at this and not poo-poo houses that need work. So tell us, what are you, like, I noticed you sent some things over, and we've done, well, I'm used to the FHA 203K loans. Now, an FHA 203K loan used to be you needed to have, what, $5,000 worth of repairs? It could be different now.
Correct. Correct.
It's still that, $5,000?
Right. And again, you know, everybody out there, if you're a realtor and been into business more than 4 or 5 years, you probably only heard of the 203K, which is an FHA program that's only 3.5% down. And it comes in two choices. The limited, which is up to 35,000 in repairs. And then you have the full 203K, which is for the major projects. Now, you say, what's the difference? Well, you just started to mention there, 5,000 minimum repairs, minor work, minor, not structural, something that can be done in 60 to 90 days, not a big addition or a gut job where you completely, you know, take it down to the bones. So it's a quicker, faster repair. Now, for some of these new agents out there just wondering, you know, how do I know which loan to go for and what do I do? My first question to every real estate agent and also my clients is, if this home was in tip-top shape, if it was in 100%, you know, quality, what would it sell for? Because you have to buy it right when you're going to add the repairs, because the banks are looking at the repairs plus the purchase price, you know, is appraised value. And
so it needs
to be market value
once it's fixed, right?
Correct. And again, like, you know, I always say you can't put a castle in a trailer park. You know what I mean? And you can't over-improve it. And,
I
get some people who are paying top dollar and then the home needs another $50,000 to upgrade it and, you know, the home will never appraise. So,
right.
You know,
it has to be reasonable.
Yeah, it has to be reasonable because basically we're telling us, you know, the appraiser is saying, here, Mr. Appraiser, we're going to buy the house, let's say, for $150,000 and we're going to do $50,000 worth of repair. So give me a value subject to these repairs. And it's So when all the work is done and has to be done according to the plans and stuff that we give them, it has to be worth $200,000 or more. Now, you know, you got to look at the neighborhoods, and like you said, there's some great values out there, really good values.
That's the
and
thing, though. Why not do that? I mean, investors, you know, investors are always looking at the numbers, crunching the numbers. What are they going to make? There has to be a profit. Now, when you buy your own home, that you're going, it's going to be cozy. You may pay a little more because you're going to be in it every day, but still, it just makes sense to get a good investment if you can. Well, so let's say, okay, FHA is 3.5% down still, right?
Correct. Correct. Yes.
So you have the kind of limited program, and then the full one. So if it's over $35,000, then it's full blown, right?
Correct. Full blown, and the major difference with the full blown is FHA wants you to have a consultant. So the consumer has to pay an additional $750 to $1,000 for a consultant that will go through the house with them and look it over and write up a repair order for what they think the house needs. And that repair order will go to a contractor to get a bid to be able to present to the appraiser for when he does the appraisal. So it's kind of like an extra set of eyes, but there's an
okay.
added cost to that, which is $750 to $1,000. And you're also, you have to add in anywhere from 10 to 14 extra days because of their time. So,
now, in the old days, and I don't know, do you still need two appraisals or just one?
Just one. Just one.
So you don't need two appraisals. They pay for one, and then the appraiser gives them a before and after price?
Not before.
Okay.
Yeah, not so much a before and after, but they give them a subject to. So subject to all these repairs,
okay.
this is what it has to be. So subject to. But it's a very interesting, you know, layout there. And again, like I always say, it's like, what's the value of this home if it was in great shape? What would it resell for in perfect shape?
Right. So there's these houses that people pass up that could be good. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I mean, we just did an auction property, and that's something else too. I'll throw out there. There's, you know, auction.com, and there's Hubzoo and a couple of these other ones. And I'll just caution to be very, very, very careful on working with a lender that has done Hubzoo auction properties because they're very dangerous. There is no extension. When you write up the contract, you've got to be aware of a couple things. The auction properties, I mean, they're going non-contingent. Commitment date's important.
Right.
Settlement date's important.
Right.
And if you don't settle on that day, there's like $100 a day penalty. So
you have to be really careful.
You know, you got to be careful. But now, if you really know your business and put a system in place, we just did a Hubzoo auction property where, with my flow chart, and I believe you have my flow chart set up where, you know, I like to get the contractor in before you bid because I want the client to know what the repairs are going to cost.
Well, now, when you say the contractor, okay, so if they do the limited FHA 203K up to $35,000, do they still need they have to get different contractors, or they need a contractor who's going to look at the whole job?
Well, they really need a contractor that's definitely going to give them a bid because is the work going to be over $35,000 or not? You know, and
okay.
you know, with these 203Ks, sometimes, you know, they want to put some cosmetic into it. You know, they want to put new carpeting, new paint, new appliances, you know, things like that.
But when you need, I mean, I'm just trying to understand, like when you pay the $750 and you're going to go over $35,000, that contractor is going to be like pretty an expert in plumbing and roofing and, you know, just electrical? Like, are you going to need separate contractors to do those types of bids?
Yeah, they are. Well, it's a general contractor. You know, we just don't bring in a plumber or electrician. We bring in a general, which has a vast knowledge of all the trades.
Okay.
And depending on the size of the job, he may come in with two or three guys with him, the plumber, like you said, electrician, you know. And,
but even on
you
the
know,
one
they,
it's under $35,000 or just even the one that's under $35,000?
Well, generally one that's under $35,000, it's nothing heavy duty or really technical. Maybe a new roof, you know, maybe a new roof, maybe a new furnace, you know, nothing.
I had one a while back, and it was a little. I had one in Maryland. It was a little place, and it didn't have any. The water wasn't run through the house. The plumbing was broken. There was no running water. The pipes were cut in the basement. The heat wasn't hooked up, and somebody said it won't work. And I said yes, it will, and it did. You know, and it was just a limited one. It was under. It was like I think it was like maybe $20,000 worth of work, but wow. So that makes a difference, right? That makes it just depends. So that's why you need to be involved, because you know. Yeah.
Well, again, it's, you know, this is not, you know, I mean, this is almost a little bit like brain surgery. You know, it's not for everybody, and there's so many moving parts. I mean, you know, in my past life, when I helped people build custom homes, it was a lot of the same way. You had to pick out everything, and when we do this, it's the same way. It's like, what do you want to upgrade? You know, are you upgrading cosmetic? Or are you upgrading, you know, mandatory, you know, broken handrails, steps or something like that, a bad furnace, mold. I mean, mold is something that I'll tell these agents out here right now, be very careful. If you have mold in the basement, possible mold in your furnace, mold in the furnace could be in the ductwork all the way up to the attic. And
right. Just
you can't just say, oh, Ed, I'm just going to put a new furnace in. Well, if it's in that ductwork, moisture and darkness is like crack cocaine with mold. It'll be right up into that attic. So it's a little scary, So, but again, you know,
Good. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, again, you know, we just did one up in Cecil County, Maryland, where we had a mushroom farm up in the attic. And because of the mold, it came up out of the furnace, up through the ductwork, all the way up two floors and into the attic. Now, at that point, you know, we were at an impasse. Is it cheaper to remove the house off the foundation, or do we completely, you know, gut the house out down to the studs? And what we wound up doing was gutting the house, cleaning it, and treating it, and then rebuilding it.
So in that situation, they came in, they made an offer. These things are figured out in their inspection period time so that the pricing works, and they have some negotiating room with the sellers, or is that
fact? If you're buying bank-owned or foreclosures or, you know, auctioned, I mean, there's usually not a lot of help. It's not like buying from a consumer who's living in there. A lot of these homes are sitting vacant, some a month, some 6 months, some a year.
And there is a homeowner that it's just the house has been bad or abandoned, you know, or maybe they, you know, they've moved to a nursing home or assisted living and the house is sitting there empty and hasn't been taken care of for a while, you know. So
correct.
I'm thinking I would want a feasibility study or an inspection period that the client would be able to see approximately what it's all going to cost, right?
Correct.
If they could do that. Yeah. So,
And that's why, you know, that's why I say up front is, you know, you got to go in there with a SWAT team. You know, you got to bring in a contractor that has a team of helpers and suppliers that are going to go in, and they're all going to look at what they have to do and how much they need to repair or replace so they have an accurate bid.
So they have that all done. That's really good. Do we still go, like, you know, with TRID? They've made changes to TRID now. Is it still, okay, then people have to sign the CD like 3 days before they close, right?
Correct, yes.
So when you have repairs that come up after that period, in this type of program, you know what you're getting into because they're already agreeing to let it close and then get the work done after closing, right?
Well, again, I guess, you know, if you think about it a little bit, this is kind of like a marriage where we get a contractor and we get a house and, you know, we marry the two together. We ask the contractor to look at the house and come up with a bid for total replacement or repairs for whatever we need or whatever we want. And at that point, you know, this is done up front, basically before you write the offer, because what you may think is $10,000 or $15,000 worth of labor or repairs could be $25,000, $30,000, $35,000. I'm arguing right now with a first-time home buyer that, you know, she's buying an area and young lady buying her first house, and I said, you know, no need to get, you know, putting in upscale, you know, materials like you were saying, but, you know, she's coming in at $130,000 worth of repairs and upgrades and hardwood floors, and I don't think it's going to appraise. I don't think the neighborhood with the repairs and a house of another 80, I don't think it's going to appraise for over 210. And, you know, so again, she's putting that castle in the trailer park, which is going to be a problem.
I agree. That makes sense. Well, so, okay, so now the other rehab loan, you've got that with 3% down they can buy for primary homes, 10% down
yes.
for second homes, 15% down for investors. Explain that to the difference. Is it it's conventional versus FHA, or what's the better way to go?
That is correct. That is correct. And you mentioned before that a lot of these investors are out there looking. Well, guess what? They are looking, and the only renovation loan out there for investors, and that could be you and I buying a house to rent, you know, start to build two or three in a portfolio. That program is the home style. It's a conventional home style loan, and
okay.
you are 100% correct. If it's your primary residence, you're going to live in there. Okay, you're going to live in a house, so that's going to be 3% down. You want to buy a beach house. You want to buy a condo down Ocean City, you know, on the water, in the mountains, wherever. That's going to be 10% down. Investor.
And that's a home sale
right,
loan? Home sale?
Home style. It's a home style.
Home style, okay.
Yep,
home style.
Yep, home style. Now, for the investors, and we get some that call in and, you know, I have to be cautious because I'm asking them, you know, are you flipping us? Because we're not doing flip money, you know, we're doing rental, you know, rental investing. So if you want to buy to rent, to invest, then it's going to be 15% down. But the FHA is strictly a primary, you know, you must live in a house. You can do, you know, two unit purchase
right.
on an FHA as long as you live in one of the two units. And I've done them with the FHA with 3 units and 4 units.
I thought we could do four.
You can with the FHA,
yeah.
and again, like I said, but
okay.
you have to live in one of the 4 units. So you're kind of buying an investor. You know, you're kind of buying an investor, but you must live in one of the 2, 3, or 4 units.
So you know how a lot of the loans now they're saying that if they're going to flip, they have to wait 90 days because they really don't want them to flip.
Correct.
So would that work for the renovation loan program for an investor?
No, not at all, because the banks...
Not at all.
Because the banks don't make any money on this up front. I mean, the banks get it for servicing the loan, and if the loan is sold or flipped inside of 6 months, there's a major penalty. Major penalty.
Oh.
In fact, I just got nailed, believe it or not, after, you know, 25 plus years, where I trusted a homeowner, bought a house, they wanted to downsize, and it wasn't in bad shape, but they wanted to spruce it up, and they were going to live in their present home, spruce it up, and when it was done, they were going to move into it. They sold the old home sooner, and they paid us off in 21 days. So,
but how do you get in trouble? Because if they sign the certifications and that's what they say they're doing, how is it your fault?
Well, because the banks, you know, the banks are processing and servicing these loans and they're paying out, you know, fees and inspections.
Yeah, but that's not your fault if somebody lied to you.
Well, you know, it isn't, but, you know, how do you prove it that you didn't know? You know what I'm saying? It's like how do you prove you did or you didn't know? And in this case, just this one loan was a $6,000 penalty because
so you had to pay a $6,000 penalty?
The company did. the company did, because it was an early prepayment. So that's where lenders like ourselves, you know, we don't want these flips. I mean, these flips, you know, it's great for the consumer, it's great for the contractor, great for the investor, but when the banks are shelling out or selling these loans, if there's an early prepayment, somebody got to pay, and it's the bank.
Right. That's terrible. I don't think that's fair. I mean, I really don't think it's fair, because people can lie and say, yeah, I'm definitely not going to resell it. So I don't, that's not, have the lawyers looked at this? I don't think that's right. How can you charge the lender if the lender didn't know? And there's no way. I mean, people will tell you one thing and do another. That just sounds crazy to me.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, it's, you know, it doesn't happen too often. This is the first time it happened to me in 25 years. But again, it was the deal where, you know, they said it was going to take them 5 to 6 months, and, you know, they were going to keep a small mortgage on it for tax purposes.
Right.
And they wound up selling their house for full price, and, you know, they paid us off. So live and learn, I guess. Live and learn.
Wow. Yeah, that just sounds horrible. I don't know if I'd want to do one that could be me risking it if somebody didn't tell me the truth, because they have to know, you know, that they have to wait, right? And
right.
You would think that the lenders could do some type of affidavit that they have to pay the lender's charge if they're doing something like that. I don't know. That's just new.
Yeah,
I mean, all the years I've been in, I just think that doesn't make sense to me. But it is what it is. Things are changing, aren't they?
Well, and again, you know, something else I wanted to touch on real quick is, you know, we're talking about renovation loans and buying houses that are in, you know, minor or major repair, but the Homestyle conventional program is also for some of our homes that if you've been in your home 25 or 30 years, you know, it's a little dated. I know my house has the, you know, the original kitchen, and, you know, it needs spruced up. We put on a new roof, you know, that was done thanks to insurance a couple months ago with the hail storm we had. But, you know, for those who want to update the house, you know, the kids have moved out. They're, you know, they don't have to worry about the fingerprints on the walls or anything anymore, or the old carpeting. We want to put hardwood down. The conventional Homestyle is the perfect answer for that. And
so they can do
again,
that on a refinance, so to speak. It's like a refinance?
Absolutely.
It's not a
Yep. We do a lot of those. Again, you know, in our area here, the conventional was like $453,100 with 3% down. And in Montgomery County, a couple other counties in Maryland, it goes up to $625,000 with 5% down. So,
wow.
You know, you can, you know, spruce up your house for as little as 3% equity, or
is it like an equity loan? It's like an equity loan in that point. It's not going to refinance the whole thing out, or it is?
No, it's a completely brand new loan. It's a marriage again. We use your house
and
the mortgage that's on it, and we get a contractor to give us an estimate. So we marry the house today with the new estimate for the upgrades, and we take our down payment off of the appraised value.
Great. So it looks like the rehab.
So again,
if you're going to do,
Sorry. Well,
if you're going to do a rehab, though, it makes sense to if they qualify. So, the difference on conventional versus FHA. Now, FHA typically people qualify for more, right? Because the ratios are different.
Yes, that's an excellent point. Excellent point. Yes, with the FHA, we have a total ratio of with mortgage plus bills of 50%. So basically, 50% of your gross monthly income. Can be your new mortgage with all your bills. Conventional, with the Homestyle, it's at 45%. Not a big difference, but it's a little bit tighter.
But if somebody's tight, then they may have to go. If they're tight, they may have to go FHA. So
that's correct.
Now, FHA went back and added in the mortgage insurance, basically, right, where they took it off for a few, maybe 10 years, and then they put it back in. So even when you have 20-22% equity in your home, you're still stuck with paying that for the life of the loan unless you refinance, right?
Well, that or, you know, you – well, definitely with the FHA. Definitely with the FHA,
that's
you would
what I mean.
Have
that's why
to...
I'm thinking there's a lot of reasons why – well, there's a lot of reasons why it would be better to do the regular rehab then, the conventional one if you qualify.
Correct. 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 And again, okay. You know, depends on what your credit score is. You know, there's mortgage insurance with both of them, you know, but if you're under, let's say, 675, 680, you're probably going to be have a lower rate and a lower payment by going FHA because the mortgage insurance is a little cheaper. So you have to look at it like how long are you going to be in your house and yeah, and are we doing this just to fix up the cell? What are we doing? You know what I mean? It's
got it right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I like that. Hey, let's give everybody your contact information. Because,
great.
Okay.
My name is Ed Navarol. I am in Baltimore, Maryland. My direct contact line is 443-286-1212. Again, 443-286-1212. We work for Fidelity Bank Mortgage. We service the areas from Delaware, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Florida. And in fact, we had some doctors relocate from Baltimore to Birmingham, Alabama last winter. So it's, you know, we have more or less, I guess, the whole East Coast or from Delaware down.
That's
great. So.
Fantastic. Virginia, too, right, I would assume?
Yep. Virginia, the Carolinas,
good.
All the way down.
Fantastic. That's it's good to hear. I'm just really thrilled you can do the different so it just sounds like the rehab loan's better overall.
Well, again, you know, the rehab is an offshoot of what I did for 18 years because for 18 years I did the construction loans where you would buy a lot and build a house, and we still do a lot of those. In fact, I'm doing one right now. I had a call from a past client. He said, Ed, you helped me build a house 20 years ago. I'm getting ready to retire.
Isn't that great?
And he goes, like, I want to buy a lot and build a house in Tennessee. And – what do you think the lot prices are in Tennessee? Take a guess.
We're helping with the project there, but I don't know. $30,000 depends where it is, though. It really depends on the location.
That's right. That's right. $30,000, and he's building a $520,000 home on it.
That's fantastic.
You know, which it blows my mind how reasonable the land is down there, and you know, up here in Maryland, you're looking at probably minimum of like $100,000 on up. For a building.
Wow. Room. Wow. That's fantastic. That's a good deal. Gosh, you know what? I want to hear, you know, before we go back into I'm going to side diverse a little bit because digress a little bit. The storms in Puerto Rico, right? And things like that.
Yes.
Now Puerto Rico, since do people get regular loans there? I mean, it was so much damage was done when everything happened. And you have a place in Puerto Rico. Tell us a little bit were you hurt, and can people still get loans down there too? I know you're not doing those specifically, but I just want to digress a little bit and see how that went.
Great question, excellent question. In fact, I have a condo in a little town called Isabella, which is about 75 miles outside of San Juan. It's on the northwest corner. And our condo development is two big buildings right on the water. Maria, did it hurt us? Yes, it did. It tore up our seawall. Really, it tore up about four seawalls in a row. Flood insurance, now we just found out that the insurance carrier, will not insure our condo. We just had a major... claim for 200 some thousand. Yep, 200 some thousand. They have to replace our seawall and maybe our swimming pool.
And they're not going to cover it?
Well, they're covering that, but now they don't want to continue insurance with us. And all the carriers in Puerto Rico have taken such a bath, it's really hard to get insurance. So I lucked out. My condo is up on the third floor. You know, I lost an air conditioning unit, my hot tub cover, you know, some odds and ends, about $2,000 worth. But, you know, a lot of people lost houses. The roofs were taken off and flooded.
That
and
you did, because a lot
leveled.
Of people totally lost everything, right? They just were, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it,
so that,
it's kind of set up.
Because I know I was at a seminar down in Florida, and I met somebody who actually was raving about having online businesses because he was able to move, like, huge family. I think it was 10-plus people in their family, you know, they were all relatives, up to Florida because he had the money to do it, but they just lost everything. I mean, they were in really bad shape. So it's going to take a long time, I think, for that to go. But since it's through the U.S., though, isn't it? Will lenders go in and help?
Well, again, there is local banks there all over the island. So the local Puerto Rican banks are there. My mortgage that I
but
have
on
my
house.
Don't we
have U.S. banks? Don't we have? Oh, okay.
There is no Wells Fargo or Bank America down there. It's just locals. It's the Bank of Popular.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, you know, some of these other ones now. But everybody asked me that question. They said, Ed, you know, what's it like in Puerto Rico? And, you know, is it as bad as they say it is? Well, thanks to the outpouring of help from the U.S. and the electrical workers and the pole climbers and electric companies, I would say probably 90%, 95% is up and running now. There's still 5% that's really out in the rural. When I say rural, I mean, you know, they're way out in the mountains, and there's no stores around there. There's no hospitals. I mean, if you have a hospital or you have a food store or shopping center, those were wired up the first and the fastest because that helps so many people.
Oh, okay.
You know, that supplied food,
right,
and water and
right.
drink. To
right.
a whole lot of people. Now, I can tell you, you know, I've had my condo for 13 years, and I've seen it gradually get worse with the power. The power shortages, where I never lost power when I first bought my place, they have roving blackouts where they shut down areas, maybe a little town with no power from, you know, 12 to 3, and move it to the next town from 3 to 5. So, we're seeing a lot more of that. Yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
what
they've
been doing.
They do that in the Philippines all the time. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I myself, because of that, and you know what happened down there, I went and bought myself a generator, a little Honda generator that I have up on the roof. So when I lose power,
right,
I basically fire it up and I'm good to go.
Wow, that's. Yeah, I wanted to digress a little bit, and then I was wondering about the loans, you know, if you could, because of the way we way everything's structured down there. Wow.
Well, the values have dropped too a little bit. I mean, now if people want to invest and looking for something, you know, out of the country, you know, Puerto Rico, I mean, you got some great buys, great buys. And,
but isn't the infrastructure still bad though? I mean, overall? I mean, the infrastructure is going to take a while to get back into
play.
Oh,
it's going to take a while. Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to take a while. I mean, even before the electric companies were running on a shoestring before, so it's not like, you know, they lost a lot. You know, they never really had a lot. So thanks to what happened, they're getting built up bigger, faster, and better.
That's good to know.
That's a positive. That's a positive, but... No, I've been going down there in the wintertime. I like to go down when it's cold, 7-8 times a year.
Get out of that,
I don't blame you. I work down there. I have my laptop, my iPad, and my Wi-Fi I carry with me, so I can
work
anywhere.
Isn't that wonderful? It's like 3-4 hours away by flip plane, isn't it? It's not too far for you.
Exactly. 3.5 hours.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's exciting. Yeah, it's a shame, though. I think because we're tied in with Puerto Rico, it seems like we should... There should be more infrastructure there. I guess this storm was a big lesson.
Well, and again, after the storm, they lost a lot of their people. I mean, without the power, without the jobs, a lot of the younger people just packed up and left. Yeah, they just packed
right.
up and left. So, yeah, it was slow coming back, and you know, there's a couple of the beaches that I like to go to. It was really hit hard, and it may never come back 100%, but those
right.
people there are definitely survivors.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, the man was like so happy that he had started online businesses years back because they had plenty of money to get out of there.
Correct.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. So, well, I'll go back to the other side we were talking about. Do you have sister companies you work with, like say in Texas or other states where there's needed, you know, there's a lot of repair work needed from storms or other things?
Well, it's really nice because being in the business, you know, as long as I have, I've built up a network of friends and coworkers that, you know, we were all together at one time, and you know, thanks to, you know, the kids in college or getting married or job relocation, you know, my friends are basically all over. I mean, from Hawaii all the way down to Florida,
right,
Texas.
Right.
So I have right. what I call my brothers and my sisters that I have their cell phones if I need something, or if somebody wants
right.
to relocate and I can't do it, I can hook them up with one of my buddies, and you know, they'll get the same kind of service as they would with me.
Perfect. That's it, because you know so many people. That's great. That's what we do with our affiliates and members in different areas. It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, now,
go ahead.
There's like one other thing that I'd like to talk about, too, and it's brand new out there. Along with the renovation loans, you know, everyone, you know, has had life crisis challenges because of, you know, bankruptcy, divorce, you know, sickness and stuff like that. There is some programs out there. We have a couple programs that it's the one's called Fresh Start, which I think we started talking about earlier. But you can come
yeah.
right out of a bankruptcy, a short sale, foreclosure. You can come right out of one of these bankruptcies, and you can get a house 24 hours later. And
that's amazing.
It's really amazing. The deal is, you know, you got to put 15% down. You need to have a 660 credit score, and the down payment and closing costs can all come from a gift from a family member. So,
and then it's all full doc, right?
Correct.
Full
it's all full doc. Yep, it's all
okay.
full doc, and you have an option with either a 5-1 ARM, where you got a fixed payment for 5 years, or you have it for 30-year fixed. You know, I
now
always recommend
fixed,
doing.
You can still refinance. Oh, go ahead. You reckon do
yes,
the 5-1?
Yes, you can refinance either one, but today with the bankruptcies, you can go FHA after 3 years, VA after 2 years. So, you know, if you have to buy a house, you know, the rates are going to be, you know, in the low eights, you know, or 8% with points. And, you know, it's much better than paying rent with no tax write-off. And, you know, people come to me all the time, well, Ed, the interest rate's 8%. The going rate is, you know, 4.75. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you didn't just have a bankruptcy yesterday. And
right, exactly.
It takes a little bit of
right.
healing time. And this company that we use is a insurance company, which, you know, factors in there that, you know, there, you know, there's people out there that need help. And, you know, in 5 years, they can turn their life around and they can refinance out into
right.
a better
right.
product.
No, it sounds great. So you call that a Fresh Start program. Fresh Start.
Yep, it's
no
called a Fresh Start.
Requirement.
Yep, no season requirement. And, you know, we have one that same company, it has, you know, for the high net worth where somebody wants to buy, we have a program 10% down to $3 million, 5% down to $2 million. And both of them can be 100% gift with no mortgage insurance.
That's fantastic.
So,
now, they have to have everything paid off if they have any judgments or any issues that need to be paid off, I'm assuming.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 8%.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really good. Yeah.
Well, and again, that's 8% after a bankruptcy. When you do, like we do, the 10% down to $3 million, we're looking at right around 6%. You know, so, when,
not bad.
I mean, a rate is just a number. But when you can, like, keep your money invested and you don't have to put it down on a house, you know, a lot of people would rather buy with as little money as possible.
Right, exactly, and not get into rentals for a few years because they have to. Hmm. So credit score 660, and then how many points do they pay? It just depends, right, on the whole package?
Yeah, it really it depends. Like, when you're at a 660, you're probably looking at 2 points, you know, and the higher your credit score, you know, the less points you're going to pay.
Okay. Oh, I love it. So is that considered hard money or not really, because they can do a 30-year or
nope.
5-year?
That's correct. You can do a 30-year, you can do a 5-year. Hard money is going to be in the teens. And again, you know, I get some investors, like you were just talking earlier about investors buying somebody's houses, and you know, I sit down with a lot of new people on a Saturday, and basically, if you know, two family members want to start flipping houses or get together, I tell them to take their savings, put it into a checking account, and let them be the bank, or get a line of credit on their house and use that money to be the bank, and just buy and flip with their own money until they, you know, get a nice pocket of money, and
right,
you know, do it that way. Because if you go into hard money, they're generally going to want you to put 20% down. You're going to pay anywhere from 2 to 5 points, and your rate's going to be in the teens, depending on your credit score.
Right.
So,
and a lot of the hard money, once it paid off in 6 months, 2 years, you know, it's not a longer-term loan usually.
Correct. And that's going to be the key, what you just said there. Is it going to be in 6 months? Because if you don't, then there's going to be a penalty. You might have to pay a 1% penalty.
Right, you may lose the house, too. They can take it back. You have to be extremely careful what you're signing, right, when you're getting into the hard money. And with any loan docs, too, you want to be careful and have it reviewed and make sure all your questions are covered.
Yeah, you definitely have to know what you're doing. You definitely have to know what you're doing. That's for sure.
I love it. So these rehab loans are definitely the way to go. So you're doing, what about like HUD or foreclosures where it's as is, they probably couldn't do the loan, right, because they need to have the cash within 30 days. If you're doing regular, like, depends on the type of loan, but you know how we have some foreclosures where you need the cash deposit, must close in 30 days, and you're buying it as is, that probably would rule out. That's not going to
work.
Those
and auction properties are both the same. If you go, like, to auctions, and again, I see a lot of that in Baltimore City, where they're going in for these row homes, and it's basically investors, and they're paying cash. You know, you're not getting a mortgage, because to get a contractor, unless you are a contractor and you know your numbers, you can't, you know, buy a house, get it appraised, get the hard cost.
Right. There's no way.
Everything you have to do in 30 days. No. No.
No way. Right. But be careful.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
It's worth it to talk to you and them check it out, because so many people could end up losing their deposits, non-refundable deposits, and get into a mess.
Another little tip, though, is, you know, the banks don't want the homeowner to be the contractor either. And, you know, every day I have an uncle, I have a brother, my neighbor,
right,
and that's all well and good. But, you know, we want a general contractor that's licensed, bonded, insured to oversee it. And, you know,
okay,
we don't want to babysit the jobs. I guess bottom line is we don't want to babysit the jobs. We want to just deal with one person, the general contractor, and let him babysit all the trades. So if one of your clients are thinking that they can do the work, the answer is no. The banks are not going to allow it.
What about commercial? Can you do commercials with any of these programs, or are they all residential?
All residential.
Okay.
Commercial would be more of a business line of credit. That would be through your local banks. And, you know, you're going to have to put 20 to 30% down, and you're going to have a track record of being able to do these and really know what you're doing.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. I like it. You also do USDA loans, which is really great, too, to know, just for people out there. I'm surprised, you know, they're government, they're like farm loans, but I'm surprised. And supposedly, they're supposed to be in rural areas, but I've seen them in highly populated areas. For example, in Hawaii, Eva Beach, I'm not sure if it's still on the map, but it was, and that's pretty crowded. Maryland,
yeah.
Westminster.
Well, those are exactly what you said. USDA is a offshoot of the FHA loan, but it's 100% financing. The interest rates are identical. The rules are the same, except for with the USDA, because it's 100% financing, it's not a renovation loan, and you cannot do repairs. It has to be in great shape.
Okay. And they can finance their closing costs, though, can't they, and the loan?
No. Basically, what they do there is we can get the seller to pay 100% of that.
Okay.
And the way around it, you are right, the way around is if you come into full price, you can get the seller to
right.
only pay that.
As
and,
long as it will appraise.
Correct. It has to appraise. That's the key.
You definitely know your stuff. This is so when you have a choice between a regular rehab and an FHA, do you really like the regular rehab more? FHA 203K?
Well, let me give you my little secret. Okay, this is how Ed thinks, okay? And again, I always look at the consumer. All right, I always look at the consumer. Number one, if the repair is under $35,000, I like to go FHA for the limited 203K. The reason is we're going to get built up equity. We're going to get equity. We're going to get instant equity. Okay, so we will do an FHA 203K limited, and once the job is done, 6 months down the road, it's all prettied up, cleaned up. We come back and we refinance them into a conventional loan and drop the mortgage insurance.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And again, in you know, like the one I just did down in Perry Hall, you know, here's the deal where they bought the house for $196,000. They put in $102,000 in renovation. So the hard cost was $298,000 and it appraised for $365,000.
That's fantastic.
So
yeah.
We did the FHA loan and it was a big job. It was a big job. We built, you know, two extra bedrooms on and redid the kitchen and I mean new bathrooms, new everything. And, you know, when the job was done, it was just about 9 months because of where it was and everything. But, you know, the value was there, and it didn't appraise at 365 then. It appraised at 385. So we were able
to
take them out of the FHA loan and give them a conventional loan on a refinance and drop the mortgage insurance.
But when you do all that and you're dropping the mortgage insurance then, but the cost that they had for the FHA and all the closing costs in and out, that's just quite a bit, right? It wasn't, except that was the only way you could do it, I'm assuming, rather
well,
than straight
again,
off with the conventional.
Well, but again, it's like a normal refinance because the bank already has the loan, so we transfer the taxes and the insurance and everything over. You know, they already own the property, so there's no dock stamps or anything like that. It's pretty clean. It's just a you know, our hard cost is about $1,024. We go back to the bank or title company rather that did the settlement. We get a reissue rate. So you know, you may be talking
for title
$4,000.
Yeah,
$4,000 for like an update. And
sure.
But again, these people were saving I think about $275 a month in mortgage insurance.
That's fantastic. No, it's worth it to get out of that more. I know that one of the things you mentioned a little bit earlier is it's really important to know who you're dealing with and have a team kind of set up. And you have that, right? You have contractors you work with, different people in the business, so you know, like, who's already good and can get things set up for people.
Great point, yeah.
Okay.
Back when I left my old company to come here 6 years ago, the first thing I did was to go out and build my team. Because without a team, as you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And having the contractors and getting solid contractors that you can count on. And I have to tell you, I had to call over 100 contractors to get 20 approved. And
oh, my gosh.
they were a combination of busy or just not educated enough to realize that, you know, getting approved is future business, and it was painful. It was painful because when
so you're
when
able
the consumers,
to get them approved before, but you're able to get them approved before the person is going to buy the house, right, or get the other loan.
Oh, absolutely.
Or refinance.
Absolutely.
Okay, because that makes a lot of
absolutely.
Sense. I've seen situations where they weren't approved, and then they had to fill out tons of paperwork, and they didn't really want to be bothered. So that's part of it's really handled ahead of time, which makes a big difference. I noticed.
Well,
I'm going down your list. Go ahead.
Good. Well, the big key here for these real estate agents are you have to drive the bus. You have to drive the bus. And by
right.
that, I mean, you know, every client has somebody in the business that they want them to do the work. And, you know, they're never going to get a contractor to call them back. I mean, a bank who can feed somebody for the rest of their life won't call me back. They're not going to call your client back who's a one-trick pony.
No.
Of course, they don't like the first price. They want a second and a third bid. And by that time, settlement is long gone by, and no one's getting paid.
Well, I noticed, though, do you believe we only have about 4 minutes left? See how fast this hour went by?
Oh, my goodness,
just
wow.
Like, I know. It's just like, oh, my gosh. I want to really quick go through, just because you're so good at this and you have everything set up. You've got, like, a flow chart for bank-owned or dated properties in need of repair. If somebody wants to get in and then have a timeline so where they can have a 45-day settlement, you have it here. It's got get contractor, and you get pre-approved for your purchase. Line up two home and termite inspectors. Purchase contract gets written with a 45 to 60-day settlement and day one after it's executed. Once executed, all parties get home and termite inspection out 8 a.m. the next day with final reports back in 24 hours. Because you have people you're working with, contractor meets you at the home and goes over your repair list and price it out day three. Day four, contractor emails cost breakdown to all parties for review and signature acceptance. And I need your purchase contract. You need that by to start the job 4.5, day 4.5, you're going to order title, lock, and disclosure loan for signatures authorization. Day 5, can't order your appraisal till we get all docs back with signed credit card authorization. Appraiser needs 7 to 10 days to write up his work and get back to us. That is really cool. I've seen somewhere just the contractor side alone has taken a month or 2 months.
Well, and see, that's the secret to why I can do loans in 45 to
mm-hmm.
60 days. And again, if there's
sense.
Anyone out there that would like that flow chart or anything, they can just call me direct at 443-286-1212, and I will email it to you. But it's just being organized, and what you were saying, the days there, that's the actual days of what I do. And so we've eaten up 5 days of my 45 days, and it has to be with that flow chart.
Right. I love it. That's quick. That's really quick on a situation like that, because you've got everybody's – and I guess because you have contractors lined up together and you have the working relationships, they're going to cut deals and do you know get it done quicker than if somebody just went to them from cold turkey, you know, because they have a long-standing relationship, which makes a difference. Wow. We only have literally 1 minute left. So, Ed, I'm so glad you came on. We have to have you on again. We all have to get in touch.
Not a problem.
And do business. And is there any one thing you want to throw out there before we go?
Well, again, it's just do your homework up front. Make sure you're pre-approved. Make sure you know how much cash you need and what your payment is, because I find we make a lot more money than we want to spend, and you can get approved for maybe a lot more than you want to write that monthly check. So do your homework up front, get that pre-approval, and be ready to go.
That sounds good. That's definitely beware, right? Absolutely. So this is great. And Ed Norwell, again, I do that with your name all the time. I don't know why. It's like, you know how some things you get tongue-tied? And
yes.
Number's 443-286-1212 or 443-286-1000. You're definitely a home mortgage specialist, and it's so. And not only for a new purchase, you can do a refi.
Yep.
You can do FHA conventional, USDA, prime jumbo loans, fresh start if you just went through anything. So Ed can take care of you with no problem. So thank you, Ed.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. And again, if you guys need anything, please just pick up the phone, give me a call.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.